The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
And I want to welcome Elise to the show. Did I pronounce your name right, Elise?
Yes, you did.
Yes, you're in a horrible situation right now, I heard.
Yes.
Yeah, tell me what happened.
Well, I'll give you a short history. My child's father was recently incarcerated for 4 years.
Okay.
We weren't going to be together, decided that it was a better choice not to be together.
Yeah.
He just recently was released from prison.
Yeah.
And I wasn't making very good decisions, wasn't really taking a stance to better himself. And I received a call at 4:30 this morning that he was murdered.
Okay.
Left on the freeway, and when the police found him, he was pronounced dead at the scene. And I wanted to know how to break this to my four-year-old. She's 4 years old and quite intelligent, but I'm not exactly sure how to go about this.
Okay.
Go ahead. I just don't know
what have you thought of doing? What's crossed you? You know her very well.
I've really just thought about sitting her down and asking her really what she knows. She soaks in a lot. She watches a lot of TV.
Yeah.
She hears a lot. She listens to a lot. And I just was thinking about asking her what she knows about heaven or what she knows about people not being with us anymore and what she will say from there and take it from there. But I'm not exactly sure how to do it or what to say.
Understandable. When you say she watches a lot of TV, has she seen a death or has she, even in comics, you know, a Bugs Bunny or something, or has she had a pet that died? What's
she
her
pet that was taken away. We took her to the SPCA, but all she knew was that the pet was at the doctor's. She didn't know that the pet had passed away or anything like that.
And the pet never returned, though. What did she say about that?
It's been a while, but she still believes that the pet's still at the doctor's.
Okay, so one of the things that kids have to come to terms with is the very painful fact of death.
Right.
And when you have an out-of-sequence death, meaning it's not a timely death, when you're 95 years old and you die, it's, man, you were lucky. You got to live
right.
A long life. But when you have a life that's cut short this way, and when there are complicating factors, meaning he made bad choices, and she has not been with him routinely, I'm assuming, what has her contact been with him?
Well, her father's side of the family really instilled with pictures and stories and everything, who he was. But as far as her being around him personally, she had only been around him about 4 or 5 times. And the majority of those times, as far as I know, was with her aunt or her grandmother present. It was never alone.
Okay. So did you not trust him?
Not really, no. Because to me, he wasn't really making any good decisions.
What did he do? What was he put in jail for?
2 counts of robbery.
He had
2 strikes.
Okay. Armed robbery?
Yes.
Okay. So this is awful to say, but when you lose an incredibly wonderful father, it's horribly sad. When you lose a person who may not have been a good influence in her life, to think that was her father.
Right.
It's a different type of a loss. I don't know how to delicately say that, but to have a person who would use a gun to rob people and threaten their life may not have been the best person to have with your child. It also sounds like she has not been close with him. What man has she been close with? Is there a grandpa or an uncle or a teacher?
I've had a live-in boyfriend for the last year and a half, two years.
He's a better guy?
Yeah.
And does she call him daddy at all?
She did when she was younger. She's been around him for a little while. But I honestly believe that when she would go to her father's side of the family, they would keep her from saying it. So she's gotten into the groove of calling him by his first name. Every once in a while, she'll say
father.
Dad.
Yeah.
Her father, she would call him daddy.
Okay.
But she would say, she would call my boyfriend Dad, and then she would go out there, and as she started coming back home, she started calling him by his first name.
Okay. In any case, let me sum this up. What I'm hearing is that it's a horrific loss to hear that anyone was murdered. And right. to present this to a four-year-old child, I think that you're on the right track in saying to her, what do you know, trying to get her context. But I think it would be perfectly fine to just say, you know, people, you don't have anything like a goldfish that died or something like that, right?
No,
if you had
no.
something like that, you could say they don't live forever, and it's very sad.
Right.
And Daddy died. I mean, I would just say that Daddy died. You don't have to go into the graphic details at the age
right.
of four, but Daddy died, and however, you know, he was hurt, he died. And then let her ask questions. Let her take the lead. Because she's not, it's not like he was in her life every day, so it will be emotionally easier for her probably than it is for you.
Right.
The things not to do are to tell a child, don't cry, get over it, there, it will be better.
Right.
Obviously, that's denying their feelings. You have to meet the child where they're at. Children go through very different emotions when they go through a loss. Sometimes
yeah.
they're tearful, sometimes they're angry. If you have religion in the picture, sometimes they're very angry at a father, I mean at God, or a God,
right.
you know, whatever particular God it is. Sometimes they feel guilty, and they're trying to pray to God to bring him back. The kids go through all contortions. My goal is to keep it reality based, which be
right.
just to say that he did die. It's very sad. If she does miss him, if she doesn't really know who he was, then you don't have to make a big deal about it.
Okay.
And there is I think there's a book called Everett's Loss, where he loses, I'm pretty sure it's a dad, it's been a while, I have it in my office, I don't have it here, but it's a little kid's book about the loss of a dad and the different emotions this little boy goes through. But that's
uh-huh.
assuming a close dad. You have an unusual situation where she wasn't that close. You may want to get some therapy for yourself just to go through this type of trauma, even if you
right.
weren't close to him, just to process it. So I hope that helps, I want to give you a hug because it's sad, even though it doesn't sound like he had the best character, and it's probably better not to have him in your life, but not this way.
For more Dr. Kenner podcasts, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
Partners, whether married or dating, need to communicate constantly, but many lack communication skills. For example, they may not be able to articulate well and thus struggle to express what they think or feel. But communication skills can be learned. Listening is an important part of communicating. Many people find it very difficult not to interrupt before their partner has finished expressing a complete thought. Listening well, giving your partner your full attention, and summarizing what you heard when necessary sends the message, you are important.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.